Let's do it.
Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the New Year's Eve edition of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T alongside the Spanish radio voice of the Cavs and the Browns, Rafa Hernandez Brito. I'm John Michael. Happy holidays, everyone. Happy holidays to you, Rafa.
Happy New Year, man. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable enough, this is going to be my sixth calendar year that I'm going to be here in Cleveland. It is unreal how time passes and how quick this season has gone by. We're already one more day to flip over the calendar year, and then we're on 2019.
You know what I miss this holiday season was getting to see your folks out in Sacramento.
Oh, they miss us, too.
That had become like a tradition for us.
And maybe this year is kind of poetic justice because it's going to be to finish the season. It's going to be on the last road
trip. When are we out there? April?
Last week of April, the beginning of March, something like that.
Right.
So it'd be like to finish the season. It's the last road trip for the Cavs.
Oh, yeah. Then it'll be mid-April.
Yeah. Mid-April. Nice. I think it's going to be like the last week of April.
For those who aren't as familiar, when we're in Sacramento, where Rafa's parents live, they have welcomed us, not just me and you, I mean everybody. Into their house, and the food is spectacular, and it's always fun, and I miss them. Tell your folks I miss them.
My dad is already, you know, his only duty for that big event is to get the beverages
for the crew. Your mom does everything else?
My mom does the eating part. My dad wants to take care of the beverages. And as you are aware, there's no shortage.
No.
Of, and even I always remember he told me he has the beer for AC because he has some like double pale or something like that.
Right.
I forget what it is. And even AC goes, Rafi, I can drink this.
It's like motor oil. Yeah, well, good. Well, I miss him in April. That
we'll be there.
Should be nice. We wrap up the season for the Cavaliers. Record not where the Cavs, of course, wanted it to be at this point, but certainly some development taking place with this club.
I like what I see, John. I don't think there's a surprise to anybody that we were going to hit bumps in the road. But if you want to put on the list of what we have seen so far this season, the fact that the guys have competed for 48 minutes every night, we might not have the talent to face all these guys, all these teams that are loaded, especially on the East that we are mostly playing. But I like the fact that they have played hard for Coach Drew, and it's evident every night.
What we are going to do for this New Year's show is to revisit some segments from the season so far. One of our favorites, Hall of Famer Mike Snyder, was on board. Always great to catch up with him.
I know.
One of my favorite people in the world, let alone fantastic broadcaster.
And I'm just happy to revisit that moment when, you know, doing research for the show, I thought there was something wrong with Mike Snyder. So.
That's right. When Google goes wrong. We should make that a segment, don't you think? When Google goes
wrong. You know what? Next one, we should do Joe Gabriel. When Google goes wrong with
right.
Joe Gabriel.
All right, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
But it was great to catch up with Mike. His daughter just got married. It's been a nice,
unbelievable
nice
year for
season
him,
for Michael. David Nwaba stopped by, one of the newest Cavaliers this season, gritty on that defensive end of the floor, banged up a little bit coming back from injury. But, man, when he's been on the floor, he's been a difference maker.
And you can see the difference on the team when he's on the floor, especially the way he contributes and the energy, the athleticism, and that second unit is getting a little faster. But for him, we have a pending issue. Next time we have him on, we're going to have his sister on the line listening to hear how many events he can beat her on.
Oh,
his sister obviously competed in the Olympics
on
the U.S. Heptathlon. So he said he could beat her in a couple and was doubtful on which one she could beat him.
Yeah.
I would love to have the same segment, but with his sister listening on.
You'll hear that in this first half hour. You're right. If we would have known what he was going to say, we would have had a sister all ready to go. Steve said, I'll beat her in this, I'll beat her in that. You'll hear that in this first half hour. Also, Joe G in the second half hour. I always have a good time with Joe Gabriel and Kaylee Griffin. Kaylee's Corner, now a regular segment here on Cavs HQ. Nice to catch up with Kaylee as she gets her feet wet and gets going in her first Cavs season.
We got to introduce Kaylee Griffin to our fans. Obviously, they know her by now. She's been around with the team. And with Joe G, we're going to revisit that moment that we were discussing movies and Christmas movies. And Twitter has spoken. We brought in this result a couple of weeks ago. Twitter voted that Home Alone is a Christmas movie. So don't be angry when you listen to this segment. It was recorded before you spoke. And yes, Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
Yes, you won the Twitter poll.
Yes.
You made it clear.
I had to because I couldn't be wrong.
I've noticed that over the last over the last five seasons. All right, we're going to step away. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Mike Snyder right here on Cavs HQ.
Cleveland, get ready for WWE Fastlane, the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Back Sunday, March 10th at Quicken Loans Arena. AJ Styles challenges Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. Dean Ambrose faces off with Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship. Becky Lynch defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair. And more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and theqarena.com.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
Pivot steals back to Osmond for a three. Jetty knocks it down.
The Cavs take on the Utah Jazz Friday, January 4th at 7:30. All fans get a Jetty Osmond stainless steel tumbler presented by Mountain Dew Ice.
Osmond into the right tour court. And on Chandler. Bank scores. Gets fouled.
Come get your, actually, my tumbler on January 4th. See you there.
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Let's go, Cavs.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Cleveland, get ready for WWE Fastlane, the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Back Sunday, March 10th at Quicken Loans Arena. AJ Styles challenges Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. Dean Ambrose faces off with Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship. Becky Lynch defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair. And more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and theqarena.com.
You're listening to the best of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Once again, here's John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito with Cavs in-studio host and broadcast Hall of Famer, Mike Snyder.
Good to see you, buddy.
Hall of Famer, Mike Snyder, please.
Hall of Famer. You're right. You're right. That's the new title.
Right. Great to be here, man. Yeah. The new digs and everything.
I know. Do you like the desk?
Yeah.
It's from the championship court.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Press Club of Cleveland Hall of Famer. Well-deserved. I heard it was a wonderful event just last week. Congratulations, my friend.
Well, thank you, John. It really was. It was a great moment for me and to share it with my family and friends. And, you know, when I thought growing up here, basically, my family moved here when I was very young and mm-hmm. really grew up here. And some of the people that are in that Hall of Fame already to see me part of that yeah. that group, it was a humbling, exciting, fun experience. And, you know, I still feel very good about it today, to be
good.
Honest with you.
You should.
Every Clevelander spends their mornings with Mike Snyder. Every Cleveland that loves sports has spent time with Mike Snyder. You've been around Cleveland sports since the 80s, let's say. I don't want to date you.
Yeah, well, you are, but that's okay.
He was a teen at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was so young, Rafa. I came in here, I was just a newbie. You know, actually, I've been working in Cleveland in some capacity really since about 1980, actually. And I worked outside of in Oberlin for a little station, WOBL, even before that. And, of course, I grew up here. So mm-hmm. I really have been. But I've been on the air in some way, shape, or form pretty much since the early 80s.
And I know that June 19th, 2016, it has to be the top moment for you and your career with Cleveland sports. But to get to that point, I'm sure you lived a lot of great moments with the Indians, with the Browns, and with the Cavaliers.
Well, there were so many. You know, you look back at it, and really when I found out I was going to be honored like this, you start reflecting some, mm-hmm. Rafa. And yeah, that was – would I ever see it again? I remember as a wee little boy when the Cleveland Browns won the championship in 1964.
Oh, like Lyndon Johnson administration.
We're going back to Brady black and white TV. But so many, you know, and I think that, of course, the history of Cleveland, so much of it is how our hearts mm-hmm. have been broken so many times. But yet I do look back, like when I was working here professionally for the first time in the 80s, the Browns were just a fun team. Right. I tell people, man, even though they never got to the Super Bowl, but the bed sheets were up in January, go Browns, and it was just a fun team, a great group of guys led by Bernie Kosar and so many others. And that was really my first, you know, coming and working, covering that team
sure.
On a regular basis. Then, of course, the Indians in the 90s was just an incredible experience, all those sellouts and getting so close again. And of course, the Cavs were very good from that that time frame with the Mark Price Doherty
right.
teams. And I go back, really, I was just a fan for the miracle of Richmond. I was a young guy watching all these Cavs legends.
Is that Dave Dombrowski on the screen, or is it you?
That is actually me. Now, when they got that,
you look like Dave. You look like our boss there.
I do, actually, don't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, come on.
That was where we did the broadcast meetings. They shipped me up there to New York, and they took my picture. And I really heard about that for a long time. And that goes for a long time. And I think I put down my hobby. One of my hobbies was a stair climber, and I didn't live that one down either, even to this day, Rafa. So I may as well put it out there before you get that card.
I have to tell you something. You know, when we get guests, and I'm working with John, I have to prepare for shows. You know, I have to do research. And I was actually really worried about you because I was doing research. So obviously, you know, you go to Google and you put Mike Snyder. And then I ran into this headline, and Mike Snyder's wife shoots him and buries his body with backhoe on American Monster.
I was like, Rafa, I know Janice, and that seems a little out of character.
I realized it's a movie.
She seems so sweet.
A few days where she probably wouldn't have minded that. But yeah, that was it. Man, that's the first thing that popped up.
That is the first.
Oh, my God. I haven't Googled myself in a while. That's a scary. You know, it's funny. When I went in, actually, years ago, I was when the Cavs played a game in Vancouver, and I did a fill-in game, and I got up there to Canada, mm-hmm. and they really gave me a problem for customs there. Some Mike Snyder somewhere up there did something bad. So I don't know. There's some guys.
There it is.
I'm the good guy.
That's the guy they're looking there. For.
Here's the good guy right here.
See the deep research that we do, Mike? It's really in-depth on this show. You know, you brought up the 90s, and I love talking to Mike before games. It's not just Cavs. It's Indians. It's Browns. It's everything else. But you have a good story about Mike Fratello when he coached this team, Indians-Yankees, in the 90s, right?
Right. The Indians were playing the Yankees in the division series. I think this was 97. So yes. Coach Fratello was here then. And so I'm at the game, and it was a chilly, brisk October
Shocker,
night,
right?
Yeah. So the Yankees are taking infield practice, right? Don Zimmer's out there and Torrey. So they're hitting ground balls, and the guys are BP, and they're hitting infield. So I see Coach Fratello, and I, hey, Coach, how are you? And he, hey, Mike, how are you? Well, of course, with Coach Fratello, he knows everybody. So there's a guy standing nearby him, another guy, and all of a sudden he just says, like, hey, Mike, say hi to Billy Crystal. So Billy, about and he was like, wrapped up. Well, he was doing the research at the time.
For 61.
For 61. Oh. So he had his producer director with him, shook his hand. He was wrapped up. He was cordial, shook my hand. So now I'm standing there, and Coach Fratello's here. Billy Crystal and the guy with him are like where you are, John.
Right.
And now Torrey and Zimmer come over, right? So they're like talking, and I'm like, this is really cool. You know, right. Here I am right in the middle of this. So now I look out toward the third base line, and I see a phalanx of television, of guys with cameras, all the TV guys, right? So I'm looking at them, and they're like, and I'm waving at them, and they're doing this. They wanted Snyder
get
out of the picture. Yeah, and I'm waving in the back of there going, no, we want a shot of Fratello, Crystal, yeah. Don Zimmer, Joe Torrey. So it was, you know, that was a humbling, it was a great experience, but it's like, oh, I got you guys. Of course, it took me about, you know, 30 seconds to figure out what they actually wanted.
Meanwhile, Rafa would have gone and put his head right between
them. I would have run in the back. Hey! Like, hey,
well, this is before the old, you know, before cell phones and selfies and all that, but that was really kind of a cool thing, and to see the movie that Billy Crystal did.
Right.
And then, of course, the Indians won that series, which even made it better.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
says the Yankee fan. Made it better for everybody other than Rob.
I just realized Cleveland paid me back with the title in 2016 because two of my worst moments as a sports fan came because of the Browns when they before that drive. Mm-hmm. And I said, and I told this to Billy.
Back up, but Rafa, after moving from El Salvador, he went to New York.
Grew up in New York. Okay. I'm a Jets fan. Oh, I was a fan of the Sack Exchange. And I said this to Bernie Kosar in person. I said, I don't want to hear about the drive and the heartbreak because the week before that, Mark Gastineau was flagged for a late hit, and then the Browns won in overtime.
Yes, they did.
And when the Jets were supposed to, led by Ken O'Brien, they were supposed to be in that game.
That was a great game, and
Bernie was
great. Yeah.
Fast forward to 1997, that night that you're talking about, Sandy Alomar hit that homer off of Mariano Rivera to basically break the streak of like championship for the Yankees. So 2016 was a payback for me for Cleveland.
Well, Rafa, you know I do like you, but I don't mind.
we feel awful, Rafa.
Right, sorry about that.
But it's terrible.
I don't have a lot of compassion. None,
in fact. Hey, you did an exclusive with Art Modell, right, Mike?
Well, what happened was all the rumors were really bubbling about the Browns possibly
at that time,
moving.
Right.
And we kind of got the word, I think it actually came out of Baltimore, hey, this is going down.
Right.
So went in very early on a Saturday morning. And, you know, back then, one thing about Art, you had his home phone, and he'd pick up.
Is that right?
Call him. And I did at I don't know what, it was before 5, I think, in the morning.
Wow.
Actually.
Early buried
and,
the worm.
And, it was out there. I think he knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. And he answered and basically confirmed it. That happened on Monday. So that was a day, it's still, even to this day, is surreal for me.
I bet.
Because it really is like when you go by the terminal tower, and it's like they took the terminal tower and moved it. Uh-huh. The idea of the Cleveland Browns, even when there were rumors, you know, John and Rafa, and they were getting stronger at that time. Mm-hmm. But it's like, nah, that really can't happen. Mm-hmm. And it did. So that was probably of the newsiest interviews. Yeah, that was, I don't think I can top that with anything I've done as far as that experience. And then, of course, we that was the story of the year. And it was, ironically, it was a week after the Indians had just gone to the World Series.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So we were on this incredible high.
Right.
And then to this
I forgot
amazing,
about that, yeah.
Well, it was just a surreal time in all of our lives, and to have lived it then, and then to talk to Modell, knowing that this was going to happen, it's still surreal to me when I look back at it.
Mike Snyder, great stuff again. Congratulations,
Thank you.
Hall of Famer, Mike Snyder. You know, obviously it's been a pleasure to work with you all of these years. Well deserved privilege to be on the same Cavs radio team. Congrats, my friend.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Rafa. I will give her my best. Right?
Yes.
No more be nice to her.
No more Google searches of Mike Snyder.
I haven't Googled in a while. Maybe that's why.
Good thing. It's a good thing.
We'll be back with more of the best of Cavs HQ right here on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Thompson ahead to Sexton. Sexton to the basket. He hammers it home.
Get 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Pivot steals back to Osmond for a 3. Jetty knocks it down.
Get your Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offers. 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go Cavs.
Come on, we're gonna be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec, I gotta find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/ebill to get started.
3, 2, 1! We're counting down to the new year so you can count up never-before mattress savings at Levin's. Like a triple tax discount plus free delivery and 24 months financing. Plus, the first 100 customers at the door get a $50 instant savings coupon. Or choose a Sealy mattress starting at $199. Get $300 in gift cards or free pillows with your Tempur-Pedic. And triple tax discount savings up to $1,200 on some of your favorite models. This is the time, and Levin's is the place. Free delivery with $9.99
minimum purchase. Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. You're listening to the best of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Once again, here's John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito with Cavs swing man David Nuaba.
You are one of six siblings. Yes. You have two brothers, three sisters, incredibly athletic family, particularly yes. The girls, right? Mm-hmm. Jane and Precious, both basketball players, terrific basketball players. Barbara, a heptathlete, a world-class heptathlete, correct?
Yes. She finished first for during the U.S. trials. And in the Olympics, she finished 12th overall, first for Americans. So
incredible stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, two-time national champion. Did you go to Rio in 2016, I would guess?
I didn't.
You didn't get a chance to go?
No, I think it was during season, right. So I didn't have the chance to. But my mom went, so she was there to support her.
What is that like to be at a track meet and have a sister, you know, killing other people out there and just doing the job that she does?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's nerve-wracking as well. You want her to do good, and she did the best she can, and it didn't work out to her favor, but she still made us all proud.
I hope when I talk about David on my broadcast, I always say, you know, he's the best athlete with the Cavs, but not the best athlete at home.
It's a little rough. You didn't ask him.
No, but it's
yet.
True.
You probably didn't ask him. Oh, I'm just saying.
Listen to me.
You might want to ask him first.
The decathlon is what they call the best athlete in the world, mm-hmm. even though
right. now, yeah, it's changed
but,
a little
you know,
bit. Right.
Heptathlete for women, it is like the signature event in the Olympics. Yeah. So my question to you is, and we're all wondering here, if you were to compete against your sister, in what event would you have a better chance to beat her of the seven events?
Let's back up. Day one, 100-meter hurdles, high jump. See all the work we do for the show?
Yeah.
Day one, 100-meter hurdles, high jump, shot put, 200 meters. All right?
Uh-huh.
Day two, long jump, javelin, 800 meters. All right, wait. If you guys had to guess what Dave is going to say, his best chance to beat her would be in which of those seven events? 100-meter hurdles. I'm going to go with no way.
I'll say the shot put.
Shot put. One of the throwing events, javelin or shot put, that'd be a decent guess.
I mean,
a high jump takes a lot of technique, but this guy can get up.
He's got hops, yeah.
I'm going to go with, do you have in mind what you're going to say? Which one you think you could beat her? Do you know you can beat her in one of them?
I think there's a couple in there.
I'm going to take javelin. That's what I'm taking. What are you taking? You took shot put. Lost in translation. You're making our studio audience laugh. Even though we really don't have a studio audience, people in here are laughing.
Yeah.
Shot put.
Oh, is it put?
Yeah, okay, shot put. Kaylee hasn't guessed
I
yet.
I want to say long jump, maybe.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, we've seen him out on the court. He's got hops. I think he gets a running start. I think he's got it, maybe.
All right.
That one didn't cross my mind, but I definitely got her in long jump. Shot
oh,
put.
Come on. She hasn't missed a question yet. You got her in shot put. What about javelin?
Javelin.
That's too much technique.
Yeah, I mean, that's technique.
Oh, yeah. I'm the only one who missed. Way to go there, John.
And I think 800 meters, even though that's her favorite, I still think I can beat her in that.
That's interesting.
The difficult thing
would she
about
agree with
meters,
all of those answers by you?
She probably wouldn't agree with any of
them. The difficult thing about the 800 meters is like the last event. Right. And
usually,
yeah.
It's like usually the men's in, like 1500,
in
right?
any of the decathlon or the heptathlon,
right.
you don't have to win all the events. They give you points depending on where you finish. So, you know, you don't have to finish first on the 800 meters to win the event.
Right.
But I saw videos of your sister. She came in third on that race in the Olympics in the 800 meters.
Yeah.
So I don't think you have a chance on that one. That's two laps around.
No, he said he likes his chances in that one.
There's just two laps. I don't feel like.
Okay, so
let me
let me flip the question. Which event would she thrash you? You have no chance of beating.
What hurdles maybe? Because hurdles aren't. That's not natural.
That's
Can you run hurdles?
Yeah, that's technique, but.
You still think you can?
I don't know. That one's okay. That one maybe.
Right.
She might have me in that one.
What about high jump?
High jump, it's technique as well, but I think I can get that one down.
You have to work on your landing on that one.
Can we have a guest call in? Should we call her up right now and ask her?
Somebody get Barbara.
We should get her on the line.
We'll send her the clip.
That'll be the first time David gets mad ever. We can have it right here on the show.
Oh, that's a long argument.
Well, that's great. Fantastic. Is your family get more nervous watching you or watching her?
I don't know. I think my mom gets nervous either way. So, yeah.
Well, before the next question, let me keep practicing my Rosetta Stone at Caps XQ. Is it shot put?
Shot put.
Shot
put.
I'm sorry. Another reason why I like you a lot is because you're a dog lover.
Yeah.
And I am too. So can you talk to us about your Millie, her name is?
Yeah. Millie, she's a mini golden doodle. 7 months now, and she's just
so she's about to experience snow for the first time soon.
Yeah, she doesn't like.
That should be,
there we go.
That should be entertaining.
Yeah, she doesn't like rain, but we'll see how it goes with the snow.
She better get used to it.
I was gonna say that we might.
Yeah,
the LA thing was probably working out pretty well. Chicago, not so much, and Cleveland.
Yeah,
I would take videos when it snows for the first time, see how she reacts to it, because usually dogs react in different ways, like with the snow.
Got her a little coat, so hopefully that'll help.
You dress up your animal as well. Very nice.
You're listening to the best of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. We'll be right back.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life.
Mom's here too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini. And season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Get tickets now at AXS.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Check more at KellyClarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Back comes Burks. Burks bounces and hands down a lady. Dr. Homa Dunk.
The Cavs face Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Pelicans Saturday, January 5th at 8 o'clock.
Finds Dellavedova, who fakes the three. He'll launch that three. Hey! Knocks it down.
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Let's go Cavs.
Last week, the season of giving continued as the Cavs participated in one of my favorite player events of the year, the Cavs' annual holiday hospital visit at Cleveland Clinic Children's, as the Cavs surprised young patients spreading holiday cheer. They posed for photos, signed autographs, and delivered one-of-a-kind Cavs gifts. The smiles on the faces of the children and the players indicated that this will be a day to remember this holiday season. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ.
You're listening to the best of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Once again, here's John Michael and Rafa Hernandez-Brito with Fox Sports Ohio's Kaylee Griffin.
You do a little bit of everything. You're in five clubs. You play two sports.
Yes.
You're going to be interning in the Advocate Sports Department.
Yes.
You have a 3.8 grade point average. How do you find time to do all these things and do them so well?
You manage your time well. I love everything I do, so I find time for it all. And I have time for my family and friends as well. You know, you just have to learn how to manage your time. And if you love it, then you're going to find time for it. So.
Fear the chicken as we're back here on Cavs HQ.
That's the question. Forget about the 3.8 GPA. I don't want to ask what happened to that 0.2. But, like, you know, fear the chicken.
With our feature guest, Kaylee Griffin.
I can't believe we're starting off with that.
Oh, we'll go digging.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
Beware.
For those on the radio side, Kaylee was wearing a Fear the Chicken shirt.
Yes.
And
I can explain that.
Please.
So, Trinity College, my sister went there. She played basketball there. They're the Trinity Bantams, which is a chicken. So their shirt was Fear the Chicken. That was one of them. Oh, so
very nice.
Yes.
You were being asked about your future career as a high schooler.
Yes.
And look at you now. And
here
now
we are.
I mean, now but you've that, obviously being on the set of the show, now you've made you know you've made the big time. So this
is what I've been looking forward to. I know. To, is getting onto the show.
I know. It's a big deal.
Do you really know what you wanted to do at that age? At what point do you kind of realize that what you're doing right now is what you wanted to do?
I think that was around the time that I had an idea. So that video was from my senior year of high school. I, at that point, was deciding if I wanted to play either volleyball or basketball in college, mm-hmm. and had kind of gotten to the point after going through the AAU circuit that I was just tired,
mm-hmm.
but knew that I wanted to continue a path in sports. So that was when I started to really explore, and that year, I was interning with the local newspaper at home, writing up the little sports blurbs and stuff. So I'd go after practice, and I'd take all the phone calls from the coaches.
Oh, nice.
And do them. So that's kind of when I got my first taste, and then knew from there.
And then you realized you were undefeated, being on that side of the ball.
Right, exactly.
For those of you listening who are aspiring to be a reporter, aspiring to be a host, that's what you do. You get in at the lower levels and go from there, right? You got
to
hustle.
You have to hustle. I mean, so much now it's about getting that experience, mm-hmm. and I can't tell you how many internships I had, but just having that when I was in high school, it definitely helped me when I got my first internship, so for sure.
So you go through all of that, and right now I have to read this. Usually yes. I know the title, but your title is Fox Sports Ohio Digital Host and Cavs Reporter.
Yes.
What exactly does that mean? So for somebody who wants to see more Kaylee Griffin and can't quite wind their way through Fox Sports Ohio Digital Host and Cavs Reporter, you will be doing what?
That's a great question. I'm still trying to figure it out a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So I am working for Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavs, and we're doing a little bit of everything. So for Fox Sports Ohio, it's going to be mostly on the digital side,
mm-hmm.
but people have probably seen me already doing some stuff on the pre- and post-game shows. We're focusing on feature work, so we want to give a little bit more of an in-depth look of this team. We want to give people a reason to watch these guys off the court as
mm-hmm.
well. So that's something that we're going to be really focusing on this season. Cavs side, I'm going to hopefully find out a little bit more this week of what we're going to be doing, but we have a lot of different ideas, and you're going to kind of be seeing me everywhere, or hearing me. I'm going to be doing some stuff on radio as well.
That's the best part, the radio side, obviously.
Yes, absolutely.
Clearly.
Can't wait. Actually, I'm going to be doing my first pre and post on December 1st, so looking forward to that.
Very
and
nice.
After today, you're going to tell them that you don't want anything to do with Cavs HQ, or are you going to want more
No,
to
I think I want my own segment,
You are going
actually.
To be a regular here
yes.
on Cavs HQ.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're still, it's kind of a work in progress, but you'll see me probably all over the place.
Whirlwind, right? I mean, you joked about it being a last-second acquisition.
Yes.
That really was the case, right?
Literally. Angel and
I both found out on a Saturday with the season starting on Wednesday. Right. So Angel travels. I'm going to be traveling throughout the season, not as regularly as Angel, but she had to get out here on Tuesday to leave for Toronto. Mm-hmm. I had a little bit more time, so I got to come out for the home opener that weekend. I actually came out here with my mom, looked at apartments on Saturday, was here for the home opener, and then Thursday we drove out. So
nice.
It's been a whirlwind. But
and obviously, you come from San Antonio.
Yes.
You know, great franchise, great weather, and now you're coming to Cleveland. Different situation.
Definitely.
Great franchise. You find out it's a great organization, but different situation weather-wise.
And yeah.
What went into the decision to make the move?
Just a lot of different things. San Antonio is a different beast, I think. I learned so much while I was there, but from a position of as a reporter trying to grow, you only get so much access down there. And that's nothing against the organization. It's worked forever. And again, I learned so much from being around them. But for me professionally and moving forward, I wanted to continue to grow. And this presented me with an opportunity to do a lot and to really dive into it. And the access we get with the Cavs here is it's just so much different. Yeah. So
let's talk a little basketball. I mean, yeah. San Antonio, typically, you know, for decades, they just do their thing. And they win, and they win championships, and they're always
cruise
in the playoffs.
Control. Right?
Yeah. I mean, this is. I mean, the team has set records in the NBA for being in the playoffs, yeah. and seasons over 500, and everything else. Last season, for the first time in a long time, drama surrounded San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard played only 9 games last season, had the injury that lingered all year long. What was that like to be there and to go through that and to see how it eventually came to fruition as now he's north of the border and playing for the Raptors?
Yeah, it was a crazy year. I think it's funny because you see how spoiled the fans got because it was the first time in, I don't know, 20 years that they didn't win 50 games. They won 47.
Right.
So it was this huge.
Even during the strike year, the lockout year, they won 50 games,
so
right?
So it was a huge, I mean, the fans, you're like, oh my God, look at the group they have on the floor right now. And they still got to 47 win. So that in itself was a whole thing, but it was a very interesting year. My first year there, we went to the Western Conference Finals and they were just rocking out. They were awesome. Mm-hmm. Last year started off a little weird because we found out right after media day that Kawhi was out indefinitely, but it didn't seem alarming. Mm-hmm. And then as the season progressed, we didn't really see him anymore. He wasn't at the practice facility. And then it started to get a little weird. But what the Spurs do is they kind of just keep things in-house. And that's how they've always worked. And that's why you really never hear about them.
Right.
They kind of slide under the radar. And that's pretty much what they tried to do with this situation. And I would say by most accounts, they did a pretty good job of keeping this very strange situation under the radar. But it got to a point mid-season where you have to address it. Kawhi's not there. Like, there's no update on him.
Right.
So eventually he came out and said that he was seeking another opinion in New York, and that's why he wasn't with the team. And it was definitely strange, but from our standpoint, we were told that we just have to address that he's not – we just don't even mention his name.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just one of those that we kind of swept under the rug, and we had to act like he wasn't there and he wasn't part of it, and it is what it is. So from my standpoint, it was just – another day. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like
just do what you do.
Act like he's not there, and that's it. But of course, the media from a national standpoint was blowing it up, but we just couldn't address it.
And you mentioned the fans being spoiled, mm-hmm. and when you have a nucleus of players the way that the Spurs had for so long, you know, you mentioned Kawhi, obviously Tim Duncan left, he retired before that, and then you know Tony Parker decides to go to greener pastures. If you can say that, and then Manu Ginobili retired,
yes.
So it's a whole change going on.
I think I left at the perfect time. I think Manu retired Manu's, because he knew I was leaving.
Yeah.
He
obviously,
was, he was
I mean,
to see what I was doing, and then he was like, "Oh, yeah. Kaylee's not coming back. I'm done."
Goes without
yeah, I'm
now this is something that people don't know how much noise 15 or 20 Argentinians can make at an arena.
I can't tell you, the Argentinian fans are like nothing I've ever seen. But they were there every game. There was Argentinian fans there. It was amazing, and it was actually the last 2 years because they thought maybe the year before he was going to retire.
That's right, yeah.
So it was a 2 year thing. But
it is amazing, and I'm telling you, if you ever get a chance to watch an Argentinian team play. A
internationally,
game,
sure, right. Any sport.
Or see the fans at an arena, they chant and sing for 48 minutes in basketball, and it's just 15 or 20 of them. It seems like it's packed with Argentinian fans.
When the Cavs go to San Antonio this year, with it being Manu's retirement, that you'll see.
Yes.
You'll have pack of Argentinian fans there, and you'll see. It's amazing.
We'll be back with more of the best of Cavs HQ right here on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
Pivot steals back to Osmond for a three. Jetty knocks it down.
The Cavs take on the Utah Jazz Friday, January 4th at 7:30. All fans get a Jetty Osmond stainless steel tumbler presented by Mountain Dew Ice.
Osmond into the right tour court. And on Chandler. Bank scores. Gets fouled.
Come get my tumbler on January 4th. See you there.
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Let's go, Cavs.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Just keep breathing. Global pop sensation Ariana Grande live in concert. The Sweetener World Tour 2019. Quicken Loans Arena, March 28th, with very special guests. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The number one selling album, Sweetener, is available everywhere. There's more at arianagrande.com.
I'm living, so we turn it up.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Thompson ahead to Sexton. Sexton to the basket. He hammers it home.
Get four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Pivot steals back to Osmond for a three. Jetty knocks it down.
Get your Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offers. Four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
You're listening to the best of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Once again, here's John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito with Cavs.com beat writer Joe G.
All right, for those of you who know this show, you know that Joe every week is on the show, brings something to the show, and Rafa and I are in the dark about what Joe brings every week. So.
I didn't even bring my glasses this week. I didn't bring my glasses.
I was a little uncomfortable.
You know what?
That's
how unprepared I am today.
You seemed a little fidgety. I didn't know what was going on.
One of these days, I'm going to tell the story of Joe G's glasses on the show.
I don't. That's a boring story, really. No one wants to hear that story at all.
All right. Well, then let's.
It was on my birthday. So
okay. Your birthday. That's a great story.
It all comes back to Rafa. That's a shock that he wants to tell that story.
Yeah, the birthday was a great story. The glasses part of it was. Well, you know, there's a lot of parts to that story. Anyway, what we're going to do today is now, John. As everybody knows, we travel a lot, and you watch a lot of movies. I mean, you just do you do a lot of work, but you watch a lot of movies.
Right.
And everybody kind of teases John Michael because
he watches the same movie.
The same movies, and he has no real knowledge, no real working knowledge of movies. So this all started because if there's a human out there who hasn't seen The Godfather, turn your TV off because this is spoiler alert. If there's such thing as a Godfather spoiler alert, somebody told John Michael, to make a long story short, that Fredo dies at the end of Godfather 2. And it ruined the ending for John.
Yeah, it did. Somebody told me that during Godfather 1, and it ruined about 5 hours of... of watching the end of Godfather 1 and Godfather 2. I've seen bits and pieces.
Everybody knows.
I've seen bits and pieces
but that's
of the movie.
John.
And then we get the movie. I'm like, oh, great. Now I have a chance over a couple of flights to watch this movie.
I know, but to say...
Hey, Fredo died.
But to say that Fredo died is a spoiler alert. It's like you telling me not to tell you what happens in Titanic.
No,
it's not. Don't tell me.
It's part of American.
100% not the
it's
same.
It's part of American culture that Fredo dies.
Titanic is history. No, it's,
I maybe, knew it maybe, was maybe, you, Fredo.
Maybe it is. I've never seen the movie Coast to Coast. And then for 5 hours, I'm sitting there wondering how he's going to betray the family and end up getting killed. And it ruined it. Well, so what do you want me to say?
I can see how that would ruin it because Fredo's so great. Okay, who doesn't love Fredo and knowing he's going to die would probably ruin it.
It did.
I would think it did.
I'm telling you, I found about an hour into the first one, and so the next 5 hours until he died at the end of two were done.
Well, you had a fishing
accident.
So what
is that? All right, maybe
no,
I
that's
should,
not the
maybe
whole.
Maybe I should have known that. But
well,
I mean,
now that you do, either way, so that kind of segued into like what would we do for a segment. We thought we'd do Christmas movies and at least just discuss Christmas movies and Christmas movie experiences.
I don't like these John Michael-centric segments at all.
And kind of
them.
Like it's kind of like at the movies with like thumbs up, thumbs down. So I'm going to throw the movie to you guys and you guys can just kind of discuss. Let's just start with It's a Wonderful Life. John Michael's going to say he hasn't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
I've seen bits
oh
and
my
pieces.
God.
I've seen bits and pieces.
Do you know that George Bailey?
This is the guy that needs money.
It's Stewart, right? Jimmy Stewart?
It's Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, he needs money.
Yeah. You guys, go ahead.
No, I'm not a big
please, try and put it together. I want to hear your synopsis.
Isn't he the one where he goes and robs a bank?
What? So what? Oh, are you guys making fun of me? Is that
no.
what it is? I'm like, see, he
I'm
doesn't know
either. Because Robin thinks
like,
Jimmy Stewart robbed
either.
A bank.
No, I know he needs money for something during Christmas time, and everybody comes together in the spirit of the holidays and like hooks him up and like.
I'm saying like, it's a little embarrassing.
That's a very succinct.
I never watched it.
Man,
there you go.
Have you either?
No.
It's in
bits
black
and
white,
pieces,
man.
But I can't. I mean, that's a
make it in color.
It's in black and white, man.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. That's a little harder for me to. I mean,
you
I'm
guys,
not, you know, no. I know it's a classic.
You guys need help. Has anyone out there seen
obviously
it?
In our studio audience?
Yeah, in the studio audience. Yes, of course you have.
Yeah, everybody has seen it.
They're regular people. Yeah. Elf.
Elf's
I never watched
favorite.
It.
Okay. Elf's a favorite in the Michael household.
Okay. Are you against Christmas movies?
No, I am. That's a movie with the guy from Saturday Night Live.
Yes,
right?
That's Will Ferrell. I can tell you all about that movie.
I never watched it.
First of all, that movie makes you laugh. Therefore, it's right. I mean, it's in the wheelhouse. And I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old at home, and they seem to like that.
Yeah,
and
I never watched
it. It's fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
I watched. Never watched
no, that's a fun
can
movie.
Can I say where I had never seen it for a long time? I think it's probably in early 2000s, maybe?
Yeah, maybe even earlier than that.
And the first time I'd ever seen it was, it was at the queue, like last year. They showed it on the Humongotron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. They had an event.
And people
here,
just kind of came out and just sat like in the seats. And there's 20,000 seats.
Yeah.
And
they showed
the
whole it on the,
on the Humongotron. And it was cool. Like, you know, just employees and.
And you went and watched
staff
it?
Just. And I sat by myself up in Loudville and just watched Elf. It was great.
It's
it was
good.
A really
yeah.
cool
yeah.
movie experience.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah. So,
it's a fun movie.
Okay. So that's another one. And then I have this question. I know you've seen this movie. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Of course it is. Come to LA.
You've seen,
have
please
a
tell
few
me
dreams.
You've seen Die Hard.
Yeah, 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 I've seen the Die Hard.
I mean,
I haven't seen them in a long time.
They're all
time.
Christmas.
You'd have to turn your man card in if you really didn't
no.
see that.
They're all Christmas. They're all Die Hard.
I've never heard
Christmas.
That expression before.
Come to LA.
No, I don't
have
think those
dreams.
Are Christmas. No, those don't qualify as Christmas movies. It's around Christmas.
You know what?
It's
that, not a that's Christmas what, that was movie. Going to, that was going to be my Christmas present to you.
Which was
Nakatomi Christmas party, Nakatomi Tower Christmas party.
See, now see, that's a really good one.
All right. Yeah, I don't think it's a Christmas movie. Is that what we're debating right
it
now?
It is a Christmas movie.
No,
it
it's a movie.
A
it's a movie
song.
That takes place around Christmas. It's not a
it
Christmas.
It does.
Movie.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then this one now, I feel like Ralph is going to be a contrarian here. A Christmas Story was filmed in Cleveland. Now,
is that the one where you're going to shoot your eye out?
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay, you like that one? Yeah. Are you good with that?
Never seen that one.
Oh, John.
I know
yeah,
about.
I've
gotten the bobblehead with the leg and the lamp.
Yeah,
I've gotten one of those bobbleheads.
Now, do you ever do that thing that they do in that movie? Was
stick
it,
your tongue on the
stick
thing?
Stick your tongue on the thing.
I mean, every kid has done that. I'm embarrassed to say
that guy went on to be an adult film star, I believe.
Really?
The guy who stuck his tongue in the bowl.
That's a lovely thing to bring up on
you. I'm sorry, it's part of trivia, but it just is.
What about Christmas Vacation?
I like Christmas Vacation. It's funny. So it's right in the wheelhouse. All these other movies that you.
Those other movies are kind of funny. Elf is kind of funny.
Elf's funny. I mean, I know. Yeah, I like
Christmas Story is very funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Again, black and
really,
white. The older,
it's not
the
black
older,
and white, but it's,
I
mean.
I know, but they're older.
I didn't know that was a fun.
It's not really my generation.
It's so old, I saw it at the movies.
Which one?
A Christmas Story.
Ooh.
At the movies. That's how ancient I am.
I haven't been to the movies since 1991.
He's
you
lying.
Have not been to the movie since
the last movie I watched in a theater was
Pulp Fiction,
Basic Instinct.
I don't even know why.
That was the last movie I saw. In
why?
A theater.
Why have you not been?
Are you allergic to snow caps?
It's hard for me to sit still for that long. for 2.5, you know, I like to watch them at home or on the plane where I can stop, pause, go.
I agree with that.
And for anybody who knows Ralph as far as the Christmas, I don't know if you're like, he sings Christmas songs on the plane all year long. And
half English, half Spanish.
Except in December.
Except in December, we probably hates Christmas music.
Weirdly,
but then when I get off the plane, I wind up singing
night. You know what the key is? Weirdly, have you noticed the percentage of people that put their headphones on when Rafa
starts singing? When singing is,
just to avoid exactly that fate.
I know.
To avoid singing Rafa's half
used
English,
to be
half
AC,
Spanish.
But now it's...
What about... Wait, we're in the holidays. Wait, what about that movie with the kid that leave him alone, Home Alone?
Home Alone. Okay, now people wonder: is that a Christmas movie?
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
No,
it's not about Christmas. It's not Christmas movies. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman. You know
what are you talking about?
Elf. No, Elf's about Santa and the North Pole and Christmas. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Die Hard is just a movie.
But Home Alone it is. He goes to church. They're singing the carol. They're snowing.
I agree. I don't think of it as a Christmas movie.
No,
I don't think really of Die Hard as either. That's just part of the debate.
It's not.
Yeah.
You're listening to the best of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. We'll be right back.
Metallica World Wired Tour live. Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena. Metallica. Buy tickets at theqarena.com. The venue box office. All Northern Ohio discount drug mart locations are by phone. World Wired Tour.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
LaVins is setting out to make this new year bigger, better, and dare we say the best ever. Beginning at 9 a.m. with up to 65% off doorbusters and closeouts. Then get not just a discount equal to your sales tax, but a triple tax discount. Plus free delivery and no interest for 24 months. And for the first 100 customers at the door, a $50 instant coupon. Make this new year bigger, better, our best ever. Beginning at 9 a.m. only at LaVins.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Pivot steals back to Osmond for a three. Jetty knocks it down.
The Cavs take on the Utah Jazz Friday, January 4th at 7:30. All fans get a Jetty Osmond stainless steel tumbler presented by Mountain Dew Ice.
Osmond into the right tour court. And on Chandler. Bank scores. Gets fouled.
Come get your, actually, my tumbler on January 4th. See you there.
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Let's go Cavs.
John and Rafa back here to wrap things up on Cavs HQ. 4 home games straight ahead for the Cavaliers. Miami, Utah, New Orleans, and Indiana stretching from Wednesday to next Tuesday. So come on out to the queue. Get your tickets at Cavs.com. Tell everybody tonight, be safe. Take it easy. If you're going to be enjoying the festivities, hey, there's tons of Ubers. There's tons
I
of cabs.
I always finish my broadcast. Driver, yeah. You know, if you're going to drink, don't drive. Mm-hmm. If you're going to drive, don't drink. We want you to enjoy, but enjoy responsibly. And, you know, choose the designated driver. Uber is the designated driver for everybody. Uber, Lyft, whatever service you use. there's really no excuse, and you not only put your life in danger, but the life of everybody else on the road who is just enjoying. It's a holiday to enjoy. Mm-hmm. So just make sure that it ends on a joyful manner.
We want to make sure all of our Cavalier friends are back with us to start the new year. Again, Miami coming up on Wednesday. That's a 7 o'clock tip. Then Utah on Friday, 7:30. New Orleans Saturday. That's an 8 o'clock tip. So it's a Friday, Saturday back-to-back. Jazz, then Pelicans, and then a couple of days off before the Indiana Pacers come to town on January 8th. That is a Tuesday. So some pretty good opponents in these upcoming four games, Robert.
And it's a very good homestand to start. We start the first West Coast trip on a back-to-back home and away, and I think that that's going to – this is the moment where the teams get built and that brotherhood, you know, that week and a half on the road and week and a half playing in different time zone and in venues that everybody has problems winning at, especially Portland and Utah. So we visit the Lakers. It'll be interesting to see how the team glues in this moment. These are the moments that make it or break it in terms of what we are trying to accomplish, which is just develop our players.
Four-game homestand straight ahead, then a six-game road trip for the Cavaliers. Happy New Year, partner.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to all of you fans out there. Again, be safe tonight. This has been Cavs HQ.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Mumford & Sons, Delta Tour 2018-2019, a groundbreaking new show in the round. The Grammy Award-winning band plays songs from their smash debut album, Sigh No More. Their number one albums, Babel and Wilder Mind, right through to this year's new album, Delta. Mumford & Sons celebrate their return with a massive world tour. Saturday, March 9th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at mumfordandsons.com.